time now for the KMD Bear Grease Report.
This Bear Grease Report brought to you by the Trail Center Lodge up north on the Gunflint Trail and Energy Plus of Duluth.
Hey, good morning, Maya.
Good morning, Lisa.
Down here at the gravel pit, just north of Two Harbors a bit. As a matter of fact, I'm within waving distance of the KUMD tent. As a matter of fact, we've got a colder race start than we've had in the last few years, and some picturesque snow flurries this morning, while spectators might hope that it was a little bit warmer. This is perfect for the sled dogs and for the mushers. This is what they're hoping for. Sled dogs run best at temperatures between 10 below and 10 above. So this is a cold start for the race is really good news as far as the dogs are concerned.
And you're at Meet the Mushers.
Pardon me?
And you're at Meet the Mushers.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we are. And it's a lot of fun. The gentleman from New Hampshire who's racing has not been to Minnesota before, so it was fun to say hi to him and welcome him to Minnesota. And I heard one of the mushers from Alaska enjoying talking to some folks and enjoying Minnesota accents, which I got a kick out of. One of the things that I want to mention for anybody who wants to come down to the race start, Yak Tracks. You need something on your boots. Your good boots are not going to do it for you. We have that warm spell over the last couple of weeks, and boy, is it icy down here. It's really, really, it's really tricky. I saw one of the gentlemen from one of the TV stations execute a beautiful fall. Camera held high in the air. The camera never touched the ground, but boy, did he go down hard. So it's really slippery, and I've noticed, you know, a lot of folks are going, you know, really carefully out here. So if you've got anything you can put on your boots, if you want to come on down and enjoy the start of the race, it's great fun. But bundle up and definitely put on some kind of grippers on your boots because it is a slippery one down here at the race start.
Yeah, how is the ice for the dogs? Is the racing area sturdier?
That definitely is an issue for the dogs. One of the things that you will see at the beginning of the race, usually, regardless of the trail conditions, are dogs in booties. It's a real good insurance policy. Race director Jason Rice says it's a real good insurance policy. The dogs' pads are really tough. And, of course, if they're trained, conditioned athletes, they're tough. But they get ice and snow packed into the webbing between the pads of their feet, between their toes, and that's where they can get a cut. That's where they can really hurt themselves. So the dogs will be on booties, and it will be tricky conditions for the dogs and the mushers on ice. So they're going to need to be careful until they can get away from some of these really icy conditions and get back into a little bit of decent snowpack.
And does the half marathon begin first, or the full marathon teams head out first?
Looks like full marathon teams are first, then the half marathon. And if I'm remembering correctly, after that, it's the rec race and then the junior race, if I'm remembering that right. And, Maya, I sent you the whole list of folks who are taking off. One of the things that was fascinating for me to learn about the race order is that being the first out of the gate is not necessarily an advantage. Frequently, sled dogs enjoy the competition. They enjoy having another team to chase. And without that other team to chase, sometimes it can actually be a bit of a disadvantage. And then, of course, because of the mandatory rest times that all of the mushers are required to take, everybody's time ends up averaged out. So it doesn't really matter whether you start at the end of the race or at the beginning of the race, the times are added to your total times, and it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference.
Well, we're going to hear from you again at 11 with the actual start.
We'll be down there at the actual race start. Chances are it's going to be deafening. Sled dogs are not quiet dogs, not at all. Now, the sled dogs frequently down here at the marathon, they come out, the dogs have the opportunity to do kind of a meet and greet with people, and then the dogs go back into their dog boxes so that they can relax, so that they don't burn up all of their energy starting to get, you know, fired up before the race. And so we're at that point now where the dogs are kind of going back into their dog boxes in many instances. The mushers have already undergone their vet checks. Now the race judges are checking the contents of their sled bags. Every musher, there are different requirements for the full marathon mushers as opposed to the half marathon mushers and the rec race mushers. But there is a list of mandatory items that they've got to have in their sled bag. Safety items, of course, for the mushers and for the dogs. And the race judges are doing those checks. Once we get to the start of the actual race, we'll be down there right at the start. The dogs by this time will be letting everybody know that they are ready to go and ready to race. So it's a lot of fun. Again, I recommend, you know, certainly recommend and invite everybody to come down. Bundle up. It's a chilly race start this morning. And definitely, if you got something to keep your boots from sliding around in the snow, you're going to want it because it's kind of icy here at the gravel pit just north of Two Harbors, about 8 miles or so.
And one last question, Lisa. How is attendance so far? It usually is quite a walk when you come in a little bit later and there's a lot of people and a lot of cars.
Well, one of the things that they're doing this year is they have a couple of spots where a shuttle is picking people up. The information on that is on the website. I tried to get here early enough that I could get a pretty good sneak in, a pretty good place to park, and I managed to do that. But there, go to the website. It's at johnbeargreese.com, and there's information there. They've got a shuttle that'll be bringing people and dropping them off. And what a genius idea. So much better to ride in the comfort of a warm shuttle instead of having a, you know, a long hike through the snow. So I'd recommend that folks check that out.
Great information. And we'll hear again from you at 11. Thank you so
Sounds
much, Lisa
like
Johnson.
A plan.
All right. It is the John Beargreese Sled Dog Marathon, and it starts in just 53 minutes. The racers will take off from the gravel pit just off Highway 2 in Two Harbors. It is the Overflow snowmobile parking lot is right there. But there, if you follow the signs for free parking at the Two Harbors Fairgrounds, that's the Lake County Fairgrounds, then you can just hop on a shuttle and ride. And that shuttle is going from 9 a.m. this morning all the way until 2:30 this afternoon. The gravel pit is if you head up north from Duluth. It is about 8.5 miles inland after turning at the Holiday gas station right there in Two Harbors. And that is the race start. Many racers heading out at 11 o'clock here this morning. And the race, the full marathon docket is John Beargreese is the first to head out. Then Justin Savitas, Matthew Schmidt, Colleen Whalen, Ryan Reddington, Nathan Schroeder, Jay Fauchet, Amy Dion, Joe Carson, Scott Olson, Blake Freaking, Ryan Anderson, and Dennis Tremblay. And that's just the full marathon, which is all the way up the North Shore and back. So exciting. Stay tuned. We'll be doing live reports 8 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m. through the race when it ends on Wednesday. The other races will be finishing on Monday and Tuesday, a lot shorter. And, of course, KUMD.org for links for all the information that you may need. And a quick look at the weather again for today. It is decreasing clouds, snow showers likely, and a high temperature around 20 degrees tonight for the racers. It will be cloudy. There will be some snow after midnight and a low around 7 to 9 above zero. And that's real comfortable for the dogs. Currently right now in Duluth, it's flurries and 14. In Two Harbors, it's cloudy and 18 degrees.
This KUMD Beargreese report is brought to you by Bearskin Lodge, midway up the Gunflint Trail, and by Energy Plus of Duluth.